While the plan passed the Senate with only 6 dissenting votes, some questioned whether it would ever see the light of day in the Republican-controlled Wisconsin Assembly, especially when it was referred to a panel chaired by New Berlin GOP Assemblyman Mark Gundrum, a member of leadership and an outspoken opponent of abortion. While Gundrum called Thursday's hearing, he was sharply critical of the bill, partly for requiring hospitals to administer emergency contraceptives if rape victims ask for them. The bill's supporters say that extra step is needed because the pills aren't available at every hospital, and victims don't always know to seek them out at a pharmacy. Carousel Baird of Madison says she was in no position to help herself after she was sexually assaulted at age 15.
When the doctor asked me what my name was, I couldn't remember it. Couldn't remember my address. I couldn't remember where I lived. I couldn't remember the phone number so that the doctor could call my mom so my mom could come and help me.
Known as the morning after pill, or Plan B, emergency contraceptives are basically high doses of birth control, designed to prevent pregnancies from occurring. But critics say it all depends on how you define pregnancy. To urgent care Dr. Kim Curry of Wausau, who testified on behalf of herself, they amount to an abortion.
So if you give something that prevents a fertilized egg, a blastocyte, a zygote, all the equivalent terms from implanting in the uterus, that is an early abortion.
But the majority of the medical community, including the nation's largest doctors group, backs emergency contraceptives. Supporters also note that two prominent anti-abortion groups, Wisconsin Right to Life and the Wisconsin Catholic Conference, decided to stay out of the fight over this bill. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.